Two out of 10 ballot measures up for vote in South Dakota deal with interest rates. Constitutional Amendment U establishes an 18% cap on interest rates in the state. But there's a catch. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has the report.
According to the Attorney General's explanation, if Constitutional Amendment U is passed, any agreement with a lender may not charge more than 18% interest per year. That is if it's a verbal agreement. According to Consumer Credit Counseling of the Black Hills, if a loan isn't agreed to in writing, it didn't happen. Steve Hickey, with the group South Dakotans for Responsible Lending, is co-chair of the group leading the charge against Constitutional Amendment U. He calls the amendment a fake rate cap.
It's really not a rate cap at all. It actually ensconces their practices even more in terms of legality. What's most concerning about this is they are going after it as a constitutional amendment. And so that would make it impossible for the legislature to change it. So if you can imagine any industry in our state being afforded constitutional protections from the legislature in terms of regulation, that's just obnoxious. And this is the last industry that we would want to see have, you know, that kind of green light.
Hickey says all major church groups in the state are behind his group, which opposes the 18% verbal agreement amendment. Hickey's group is floating a 36% rate cap ballot measure because he says the state legislature failed to rope in the payday lending industry.
The sky will not fall. You know, the payday lending industry is going to spend, we've been told, $10 million receiving the voter this fall, acting like, you know, the poor will have nowhere to go. This industry emerged in the last 20 years, and the poor, you know, managed as they manage before this industry came in and started getting a big piece of the pie. And there are other alternatives in these other states where they already capped the rate. So the only people that are going to be hurt more are the payday lenders themselves.
Multiple attempts over the last several days to reach South Dakotans for Fair Lending, the group in favor of the 18% verbal interest rate cap, were not successful. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.